In last November's elections for the Michigan House of Representatives, 49% of voters chose a Republican to represent them. Nonetheless, a headcount revealed that House Republicans comfortably outnumber Democrats 63-47. The reason is the way legislative districts are drawn. Whichever party enjoys a majority in Michigan gets to hold the crayons, as it were, and redraw the districts in ways that enhance their power. The GOP had the honors after the 2010 U.S. Census was unveiled. The centuries-old practice is gerrymandering. Our first guest is leading a multi-year national effort by Democrats to address that imbalance between now and the next census. Former Michigan Congressman Mark Showers, the director of the Super PAC Advantage 2020, based in Washington, D.C. He was, of course, his party's candidate for governor just 7 months ago and served in the U.S. Congress in 2009 and 2010. Mark Shower, welcome back.
Thank you, Mark.
Good to have you with us. So the next time states like Michigan will redraw districts is 2021. Talk to us broadly about what you're trying to accomplish between now and then.
Well, it's great to be with you, Mark. 2021 is the important year, meaning the 2020 election is critical. But let me first say I've experienced gerrymandering up close and personal. I was a member of the legislature in Republican-drawn gerrymandered seats. I worked hard and was able to win in these tough districts in spite of the map. But after I left the Congress in 2010, after I lost a tough election, when the Republicans controlled everything, the House, Senate, the governor's office, even the Supreme Court, they literally drew me out of my congressional district. Mm-hmm. So what I'm planning to do is work in a very strategic way in key states around the country to make sure that Democrats at least have a seat at the table, at least have a say in the redistricting process. And in some states, that may mean total Democratic control, but in most cases where I'll be working, it will be making sure that Democrats at least have a part of the pen, or crayon, as you say. In Michigan, likely the State House, that's going to be one of my priorities. I want to make a slight modification of the statistic you used from 2014 of people voting for state representative candidates. 51.4% voted for a Democrat, and as you noted, Democrats lost four seats. Republicans have a 63-47 majority. If we had fair maps, which is my goal through Advantage 2020, it'd be pretty much a 55-55 split, maybe 56-54. Quality of candidate matters, resources matter, quality of campaigns matter, but I'm going to get in working in key states to help good candidates win these tough districts with the current maps that we have over the next three election cycles to make sure Democrats have a say in the process. And the key, Mark, is that we look at the policy outcomes in states like Michigan or Florida, Ohio, Wisconsin, and the kinds of laws, for example, that Governor Snyder just signed to allow adoption agencies to discriminate against loving same-sex couples and adoptions. That's not in keeping with a very moderate, I'd say progressive state. So mm-hmm. We've got to stop the policy attacks in the states, but here's the other kicker. In 41 states, legislatures draw congressional maps, and it may even be more depending on what happens with the Arizona Supreme Court case. So the reason we have a dysfunctional Congress right now, an extreme Republican majority, is that Republicans have gerrymandered the maps, and we're going to change that.
Clarify, though, Mark, in the end, you're not out to change the system, are you? You're simply trying to win enough elections, get Democrats to win enough elections to get the
right.
get the pen back. Or am I wrong? Are you trying to change way that we do this?
No, I am about winning elections. Look, the nine states have some sort of independent commission. In most of those cases, legislatures have created these independent bodies. Arizona and California our states where voters have created independent redistricting commissions. And again, the Supreme Court may rule as early as Thursday to restrict voters from creating independent commissions. So in most states, the vast majority of states, is going to continue to be a process of the legislature. So what that means is we need to win elections.
But do you like the way it's done in those nine states? Is the way the 41 states is doing it arguably not the best way?
Well, it's the way we'll see what the Supreme Court says, what the U.S. Constitution says. It's a purview of legislatures to do that. I'm candidly agnostic about different ways that can be done. I mean, look, my position on the Arizona case is that if the people decide they want to have a different way, I respect the will of the electorate. I mean, in Arizona, it's funny. It's a partisan lawsuit. So Republicans don't like the way the Arizona legislature drew the maps. So they've challenged the case. But I respect the will of the people, of the voters. If they want to change it, if legislatures want to change it, it's just going to be a matter of what the courts allow. But in the meantime, again, in the vast majority of states, it's a matter of the legislature to decide. And look, in 2010, the Republicans had something with their deep-pocketed special interest friends, created something called Project Red Map. And they, in a bad year for Democrats in 2010, sort of swept the playing field, mm-hmm. and drew maps that are giving us the kinds of policy outcomes that we're getting right now. And bottom line, as a former legislator and member of Congress, those are policies that are hurting people. So we just need fairer maps. The legislative process is by and large going to be the way that's going to be done, and that's why I'm focused on winning elections through Advantage 2020.
Michigan's Mark Schauer is our guest. He heads the Super PAC Advantage 2020, which is trying to get more Democrats elected so that the district, the ways districts are determined and drawn, is more in their favor than it has been in recent years. State-by-state strategies are going to be your focus,
right?
Especially six states, and Michigan is one of those states. I know it's early in the process, Mark Schauer, but given your familiarity with the state, can you tell us anything about the particular strategies you expect to employ state?
I'm sure the other side would like me to reveal my playbook. Let's just say, even with Republican gerrymandered maps from 2010, term limits are a factor here in Michigan. That's something unique that not all states have. So that presents many open seat opportunities. There are a number of Democratic seats, including two incumbents, quality incumbents, that lost very close races in 2014. Keep in mind, 2014 was a horrible year for Democrats. Again, the second midterm Republican wave election for Republicans. I'm working in states like Pennsylvania. I'll give you an example of to paint this picture. Pennsylvania is a state that President Obama won both times by significant margins. The Republican the congressional delegation has a 13-5 Republican majority. North Carolina is a similar case. Florida is a similar case. Ohio, Wisconsin. So I'm developing individual election strategies in those states, and the beauty of Advantage 2020 is we're not waiting until the 2020 election year. We have 2016, 2018, 2020, so three election opportunities. And then there are some states like Virginia, Mississippi, that actually have odd year elections. So 2015 is an election year in those states, and Kentucky New Jersey.
How do you explain the success, though, of the Republicans in electing governors, though? I mean, gerrymandering doesn't play a role there, does it?
Well, right, right. I mean, I think our state is an example, and what happened across the country in 2014 is an example of it was candidly an anti-Obama midterm wave. Incumbent governors like Governor Quinn in Illinois lost. Candidly lost by a bigger margin than I did. Blue states like Massachusetts and Maryland lost their governor's seats. Those were open seats. Nobody saw that coming. So it's some of it is the year. You know, I would always suggest that quality of candidates and campaigns really matter and resources. But here's the thing that Democrats have going, and I think we have a chance to sort of turn the table. Over the next three election cycles, two of those are presidential years, and I expect a big win in 2016 for the Democratic candidate for president. That president will be up for re-election in 2020. Again, 2020 is the critical year. But governor's races are important in this process. I know as a candidate for governor that one of the tools in my toolkit would be the pen to either sign or veto redistricting legislation that would come to my desk if I would have been there in 2021. And there are key governor's races in 16, 18, 20. You actually even won this year in the state of Kentucky in 2015. So I'm part of a comprehensive Democratic strategy to make sure we win not only legislative majorities in the states, but governor's races. Legal challenges are also a part of the landscape, as you've probably noted. I've mentioned the Arizona U.S. Supreme Court case, but there are also lower court cases in states like Virginia, Alabama, Texas, where Republicans have been found to pack districts with African-American voters in a way to draw more Republican seats. So it is patently unfair what's been going on. And what's encouraging...
We're just about out of time.
National... So. Okay, Mark. Well, it's great to talk to you. I look forward to doing it again.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mark Schauer, heads of the Super PAC Advantage 2020. We'll stay in touch and keep tabs on this effort. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Take care.